An update on Oklahoma City's plans to be an Olympic host city. Norman city officials issue a deadline for a vacant, rundown hotel. And the state's energy demand is expected to rise quickly. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, June 20th. I'm Deborah Ashar. With 3 years until the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles, Oklahoma City is getting ready for its role in the Games. Grayson Wheeler has more.
Team OKC, the group responsible for organizing Oklahoma City's role in the next Summer Olympics, currently has just one staff member, President Michael Burns. He says right now he's working to understand the vision of LA 28 so OKC can develop its own Olympic experience that's cohesive yet unique. Burns says an LA official with five Olympics under his belt came to see Devon Park, where OKC will host softball events.
He looked at it and kind of off the cuff said, I think you'll need 1,000 to 1,200 volunteers a day over the course of the 8 days that we'll have events there. Is that the true number? Who knows? But it's far beyond what I would have guessed.
Burns says building up volunteer networks and preparing local businesses for an influx of people will be a huge part of the next 1,100-ish days. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Less than one in five bills filed during this year's state legislative session has become law. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos has details on the final outcome after the governor's signature deadline has come and gone.
Lawmakers filed 3,273 bills this session, 499 of which would eventually become law for a 15% success rate. It's a relatively normal outcome as far as the big picture goes, but the details of which bills Governor Kevin Stitt made sure to sign into law, the ones he vetoed, and the ones the legislature overrode his authority on help paint a picture of what Oklahomans can expect in updates to state law. Among the 150 bills Stitt signed into law, he's most proud of his 0.25% cut to the state income tax and the attached path to an eventual 0% rate. More telling was the historic number of bills Stitt vetoed, 69, more than any governor before him. Lawmakers overrode his authority on most of them. I'm Lionel Ramos.
Many bills took effect without Stitt's signature. Five died because they were sent to his desk in the final days and he did not sign them. Norman city leaders voted 6-1 to condemn and demolish the old Norman Hotel off I-35. The building has been vacant since 2016 and has fallen into disrepair despite years of warnings and permits. A report showed more than 50 code violations, including mold, vandalism, and structural issues. City officials say the owners failed to act quickly. The owners now have 30 days to demolish the building or file an appeal, otherwise the city will take action. Utilities and regulators say energy demand in Oklahoma is expected to skyrocket. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the Oklahoma Corporation Commission heard from electricity companies about challenges to the grid.
The Southwest Power Pool, that's the electric grid we're plugged into, and our largest utilities have a similar message. Energy demand is
increasing exponentially. This is the revolution that we've all been talking about with low growth that we're seeing on our system.
Matthew Horlett is the vice president of regulatory and finance with PSO. He says the OCC can help meet that demand by encouraging more generation. That could mean more natural gas or wind energy, yet the warning comes amid waning support for renewable energy. The commissioners say they want to protect ratepayers while they, quote, move at the speed of business. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.